Honored.
Good
Hello. I couldn't connect on my cell, so I'm having to use my landline.
Don't know why, but those things happen
I
with the
don't
weather sometimes.
Yeah, I know. He kept telling me it wasn't connected to the Wi-Fi, but I checked the settings. And I unplugged my modem, all the things you try to do. But anyway, I've got to have, I have to
Okay.
get this.
If you're ready to start, we can get going.
I'm sorry, what?
If you're ready to start, you're the only one, but we
Yeah.
can get going if you're ready.
Yeah. I've got them sitting at the table eating, so they're taken care of.
Okay, so we're in section 42. We're going to start at verse 348. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, and this is coming from the Zohar Sulam commentary on the Parasha of Noah. Lashem Yehud, Kudshabri, Kurishkin, Bidfilur, Himur, 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 Himur. Reacta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavate, Yehuda, Shalin, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כנני עלינו מעשה ידינו כננהו. כל הבלעזה דחכמתה הוא ובאו ליתך בה ביערה תדלה אחרה ומתלה וכנה Tilea begin de ha wo Yadin de ha ko Dinin bishin mi taman Nachatin Yalmin uva ayan Lid huye targa de kudsha Always according to the secret of wisdom. They plan to strengthen the power of the other side in the world and worship it because they knew that all evil judgments descend from there to the worlds. In so doing, they hope to drive away the level of holiness. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I must have missed two verses, I guess, from a class I couldn't make, but it's very evident they knew what they were doing, and they actually hope to drive away holiness.
And that's really the question that we have to ask even for ourselves today. We all know that God is in control, yet we don't always do what the Torah tells us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but does it make any sense that they would want to truly drive away holiness?
It doesn't to me.
No, nor to me. So it's really a question that says, okay, they knew what they were doing, but what they were doing doesn't make sense to us. So we need to understand it more, and hopefully that will be explained. But that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well,
once
I
we
think
understand when they did it, go ahead.
I think sometimes when we just take things for granted, so to speak, and maybe right at first, we know that it's negative, maybe not too bad, but still negative. And then our consciences get seared, and we go deeper, deeper. After a while, we forget that we even did that once upon a time the right way, and the positive way.
Yeah.
So, and I also think when people aren't studying Torah and know what Torah says, that some things seem very foolish to them. And so they never get around to the side of the mitzvot or the holiness side. And let me give you an example. It's kind of a little example, but I remember right at first with, we know that tearing is one of the things that on Shabbat we don't do because it's one of the works of the tabernacle. And so when friends would come to my house and see the toilet tissue torn, they thought that was just ridiculous. Why is that work? You know, how do you see work and tearing toilet tissue? So you explain, it's one of the work, the levels of work on the tabernacle, and so you do. And they kind of still question you. But then when you see someone who goes through maybe a colonoscopy or, bowel surgery, and everybody's waiting for the result, and you realize how important that part of the body is to our health and all, and then it kind of clicks with them, the connection between what you think is foolish and it isn't so foolish. I mean, one of the first things you're waiting after abdominal surgery, I know we had that with our daughter who had 22 inches of her intestines removed when she was 12. And the sign that her intestines were working again after the surgery was that she would pass gas. And I mean, we were just elated when she started to pass gas. I mean, so when you make connections and you see connections to other things, these things that sometimes seem foolish, bring us around to, I consider it holiness, because knowing the definition of holiness, to me, all of those things go together. Your blessing after using the bathroom, tearing the toilet tissue on Shabbat for Shabbat, and to me, that's all interconnected.
Correct.
But
it's also important to know what is the definition of evil.
Yeah, it really is.
If you don't know what the definition of evil is, reading this verse without that understanding, now we're being told that back in that day, they knew that all the evil judgments descend from there. Well, where is there? There is the chachma of the negative system, the wisdom of the negative system. And with that knowledge, well, what is a single decree in our terminology? And it's doing actions that have selfishness in their consciousness, that is from the evil, and the effect of that is the evil decrees, the evil judgments coming into the, not just our world, but all of the world.
All of them, yeah. I wasn't aware of that until a few months ago when you got that across to us. And what was happening in our world was happening in all of the worlds.
Yes. And it's a... Let me go on with 349.
Okay.
Ir migdal dahachmeta ila ahawo yade da dishma Kadisha la itakaf yara ela beir umigdal ir daitiv la itakaf. I missed the line. Diktiv ir David hi tzion legomer migdal diktiv kimi Kemigdal David Tzawarech Uchachmeta Avadu Lemecheve Shaltanav Desidra Acharab Yara Kedashayom Adon Kol Haaretz Matreya Umyeheve Tira Lesitra Asara Piara. A city and a tower relates to supernal Chachmah. They knew that the holy name, Malchut, is only strengthened on earth by a city and a tower. A city is required, as it says, the city of David, which is Zion. And a tower, as it says, your neck is like the tower of David. That is, the holy name, which is the kingdom of David, is also called a city and a tower. These names suggest Malchut drawing down Chachmah. They also acted upon the wisdom of the other side in order to establish its dominion on earth, which is the opposing power of Malchut. They wanted it to drive Malchut, called the master of all the earth, from its place. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't know what to say here. I mean, on the surface level, it's
level,
okay.
It's
yeah, but it's actually bringing it from Chokmah down to Malkut in this particular. They knew they had to do an action, you know, to do actions in order for that to come down from Malchut to, from Chokmah to Malchut. So is this saying these were the actions that they performed to draw away from holiness, and it was manifested in the physical world in Malchut? When they built the city and they built the tower.
If you visualize the tree, and you visualize the left column as being the negative system. Now, I'll have to explain that in a minute. But if you visualize it that way, Malchut receives from Yesod. But Hod and Netzach, we've seen trees in the glyphs, in the diagrams. We've seen trees where people have put lines from Netzach and Hod to directly to Malchut, not going through Yesod. And that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to draw the light of Chokmah directly down the left column, thereby moving Malchut to the left, not leaving it in the center. That makes a significant difference in
yeah,
how you understand this too.
Yes, definitely.
Now, the real question is, how can we say that the negative system is the left column? And there is a left column of the left column that is the negative system.
Mm-hmm.
There's a right column of the left column, which is a system of holiness. It's because we have the 12 tribes. We have Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. We have a tree on the right, essentially. We have a right column, but we have that column has two components, right and left. And when we are pulling those two together, we create a central column of the right. That's when you look at the meditation for an easy fast, What is it talking about? It talks about the right column of the right column and the left column of the left column.
Right.
So we understand that construction, but because we're only used to seeing a diagram of three columns, not nine columns, it gets us confused. It limits us. And that's why Rabbi Ashlag teaches not to even look at the columns, not to even look at the diagram. But it does make a significant difference in how you perceive what this says.
What is the relationship to the, you know, to David's, the city of David, and the Tower of David? Are they just using it as a? I mean, I always see when I see that I see the picture because I've been there several times, you know, and.
But the city of David is the total of Jerusalem. The city of David is the central column. What is the name Jerusalem?
Yireh and Shalom.
And Shalem, or Shalom. Mm. So,
city of
is awe or fear. So, what is the idea of the city of David? We have the same idea. We have two columns in the city of David. We have the Yirah. We have awe, but it's also fear. We think of it in terms of vertical. First there's fear, and then there comes love. Then first there's fear, then there comes awe. But fear and awe are represented by the left column. And now what is the tower? What is the verse that they're quoting in the tower? I'd scrolled already, so I have to scroll back.
Okay, it says, let me go back. A city is required, as it says, the city of David, which is Zion, and a tower, as it says, your neck is like the Tower of David. That is the holy name, which is the kingdom of David, is also called a city and a tower. And, of course, that line is mostly in caps, you know, which is Rabbi Ashlag's edition.
But your neck is like the Tower of David. Let's just stay with that phrase.
Okay.
What is the problem with your neck? The problem with your neck is what in the head cannot get into your body.
Right.
The whole idea of a man's beard, the whole idea of a man's beard is the light that came into his head isn't able to penetrate to his body through the neck. So it's forced to come out through the skin of his cheeks. That's what facial hair is. It's light that cannot find its way into the body. Now, what is the tower? The tower is the light of the sun, because the lamed is the tower. The lamed has a vav on top of a kaf. The Kaf created the sun, and the Vav is there on pin. The Vav, the light of the sun, which is the light of Tiferet, the light of the central column, but when you look at the Lamed itself, that Vav is leaning towards the left.
Mm-hmm.
This is the what the issue of the tower is. You have a city, which is Zion, but Zion is the middle point in the vertical system. The Zion represents Malchut in the central column. It represents Yesod. The tower follows you up, you grow to Tiferet. You grow to the sun, but you're leaning over. You're not staying to the right. You're leaning to the left. Now, will those valves change to be more in the center? That's why when you've seen Lamed's in the different fonts, sometimes you see the top of the Lamed bent over to the right. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there is a difference to those. Now, why were they created that way? You know, what was the level of the person who created those fonts that way? You know, I'm not going to get into it, but because I really don't know the answer. But as I'm talking and as I'm looking at it, it's all there. It gives you different, deeper understandings of the idea of a city and a tower.
And I see it's the same word in Aramaic as it is in Hebrew.
The word for city is ear. I am Yidrish.
Right.
They're both. So Ayin is to see, the Resh is the head, and the Yud is the connection to Hashem, which is always the central column. Ayin represents Chokmah. The Yud is the central column, and the Resh can also be the poorness, the lack, which would be the left column. So you see, the word city in Hebrew has all three columns.
Mm-hmm.
It really is very powerful.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have enough time to do the next verse, so we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Hope I can be here.
I hope so, too. Okay. You have a beautiful evening.
Okay. You too, and thank you.
The two verses you missed is up already.
Okay.
So
it was hectic because the little girl was sick when she arrived, and we had to bring her to the emergency clinic, and she's really been sick. But today she's much better. So anyway, okay. You know, if I'm at all possible, you know, I'll be on. So thank you.
Understood. And I hope you are. And if not, I understand why. So you have a beautiful evening.
Yeah. Okay. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.